And Pool Bluff, what they call Pool Bluff, where they used to haul the logs, where the ferry was at, about a half a mile below here. That river got up, that water was back up into my, of course my half acre ponds are built up dams around. But the other old big pond is just dug out of a hollow. And it backed that water up in there. I got all kind of fish in it. Gar, grinnels, they come up that river, you know. Never have seen an alligator in there, but everything else. Ducks used to come, ducks in there, but sky would be dark with them.
Sure.
Ducks. I don't see them anymore. Once in a while you'll see a duck back there, but not very often. Once in a while geese come in there.
You farmed all your life, right?
Well, I've lived here. We lived in Bogalusa there for, I don't know how many years.
About 7 years.
I started out, my first work was at the old Great Southern Lumber Company, a blacksmith Hepper.
Who was the man who ran that company?
That Bill. W.H.
Yeah. They called him
Colonel or something like that.
Colonel, yeah. Colonel
Stoll. It's in this book here. When Bogalusa first established. But I worked in that blacksmith shop, eventually got to be a blacksmith. Well, then when the Great Southern cut out and finished up, they built the Bogalusa Paper Company. And I left there and I blacksmith over there for a good while. I don't know, 7 years. Family coming up, you know, about 5 kids, 2 boys and 3 girls. Always wanted 2 boys and a girl, but it didn't work out that way, you know. One of my uncles, my daddy's brother, I was gonna get married. And I asked my old uncle, I said, what is Uncle June? They called him June, his name was Julian. We always called him June. I said, Uncle June, what do you think about me getting married? He always called me George. George, he says, I wish you the luck of the world. 2 boys and a girl. Well, I went to my daddy and I told him, I said, Pa, think about getting married. What do you think about it? Butt with your own head, boy, if you butt your brains out. That's what he told me.
He thinks he butted it out, too.
My wife's Catholic and I'm Baptist. She goes to her church and I go to mine.
And we go together once in a while.
Once in a while we get together and go.
And I go with him.
But we get along fine. I don't fall out with a person about their religion. I don't care what you are. Most of the time it's what you was raised up from a child. 9 times out of 10, you'll follow that. You watch it. Now, my kids are all raised Baptist. I've got one daughter who lives in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. They were here about 3 or 4 weeks ago.